Hello, today we're in a preparation lesson towards the Italy convention. You're invited to go to the website cob.tv and ask questions. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We are preparing for the Italy Congress.
We need to use all the individual characteristics of each and every group. We see how all the congresses are different, even though according to their intensity, they should amplify more and more towards unity and the necessity for unity and how through unity, only unity, do we attain that deficiency upon which comes the light that reforms and the Creator is revealed. Therefore, the upcoming Congress, although it's more than a month away until we get there, but still we must prepare. It doesn't matter. This is work for all of us. Therefore, we need to discover each of those deficiencies and problems that by correcting them, this Congress will become our first truly spiritual Congress. This is what we need to see before us. So from that, let's read these preparations that we have for the Congress. And we already received, more or less, the topics. We still need to go over them and to connect more excerpts to them and content and the flow of the lessons, each and every lesson. So let's move to the preparation. Again, I say that all of us are in such a preparation that this Congress will be our first spiritual Congress, that we will truly come together to such an extent and close the gaps between us. And specifically over the gaps between us, we're grateful to the Creator that He prepared them for us. That by this we will be able to reach the first spiritual intensity. The nefesh, the asiya. 1 point out of 125. Let's
go. We'll read excerpt number 2. This is from Rabash, The Purpose of Society 2. We need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against oneself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than the friends can no longer unite with them.
And if deficiencies are revealed to me, I'm with my 10 during the lesson, before the lesson, after the lesson, during the day, in the evening, we call each other 3 or 4 times a day even. Even if we don't hear each other, even if we don't call, when I think about them, I have sometimes some criticism. What do I do with that? Do I erase it as if it doesn't exist? Or how do I receive it? How do I use it? Please.
If I see criticism towards one of the friends, I should first ask, where does this criticism come from, and what do I need to do with it? And obviously, there's a place here when I disqualify and I see the corruption in my attitude towards the friend.
That's right, the excerpt. In the excerpt, you see that there's criticism and that you see yourself better than the friend. It's like a subtle criticism. It's a big problem. I heard a few days ago to say that just erase it, destroy it immediately. Maybe it's the type of exercise. On the other hand, there still must be some clear discovery that I can't run from it, that it's the will to receive for the sake of reception. Here there's room to identify where this great resistance is in my body, where that point is, that I need to change my nature.
Ideally, the way to work with it is first to understand that it comes from the Creator. Secondly, to thank Him that He showed me it came from Him. And three, to ask, as we're taught, to see the friend's merits and not his faults. And that's ideally what we should do.
We need to immediately awaken the thought that each one judges according to his own flaws and ask the Creator to correct my wrong perception, and it's an opportunity to rise above my ego. Without that, you know, maybe everybody would seem perfect and I would have no work, so perhaps we need to apply some gratitude here, where the Creator shows me how much I kind of disqualify the friend and how much I need to ask to prevent that.
To be thankful for the opportunity to see that I'm seeing my friends as smaller than me, and over the deficiency to ask from him to cover it with a higher kind of attitude.
When it's showing me my true attitude towards him, my true nature, and then we need to cover it with love, and like Sasha said, to ask the Creator to help.
I think the first part of the question could be replaced with any evil that I reveal, because that's basically criticism towards the ten. It's the recognition of evil. So anything like that, we have to use it. We not to erase it. Once it appears, it's an opportunity to rise above it.
Rav, how can we use the evil not by erasing it, but by overcoming it, by mitigating it and continuing upon it?
Again, the Creator, to add love and to be happy for the revelation. It's a gift from above, all these revelations.
Right, but when states come, it's not always felt as a gift, even though we know it is. I don't know, in that state, I think that by regretting, you must reveal the distance. Essentially, who am I disqualifying, finding blemish in, criticizing the Creator himself? Here we need to regret that and ask that this attitude would change and ask for his help. Rav, what is the difference between seeing evil in the friend? Let's say I have a child, a baby, a small child. He has all sorts of things in his personality, in his behavior, but despite all that, I still love him, that upon all transgressions, love covers. Or do I ascribe all the blemishes that I see in the friend up to myself? And then what do I do? And the friend, in this case, is completely pure, free of blemish, and I'm the one with the flaw? Or not the friend, but the Creator, who gives us these artificial blemishes, either in myself or the Creator? Are there any other variations? For now, there aren't. Okay. So go ahead. When I feel a blemish, and I see it in the friend, does this blemish stay in the friend? And I, upon that, relate to him with love, treat him with love. Upon all transgressions, love will cover. Or do I ascribe the blemish or flaw to myself, where each one judges according to his own flaws? Or do I ascribe all of that to the Creator, that I don't have a blemish, the friend doesn't either, but the Creator, rather, is placing this obstacle between us? What's the difference between these three approaches? Please.
The difference about these three approaches is how am I connected to the ten? Do I see myself as an individual towards each and every one of the ten? Then I see a flaw in the friends. If we're in a higher level of connection, then everyone can see the ten is more important than himself and see that the flaw is in him. And once we become as one, then we can actually relate things to the Creator.
What's the difference between these three approaches? I'm not sure what to say. But in any case, everything that's revealed, we need to address the Creator. Anytime there's any overcoming, comes out as some attitude that I have toward the Creator. I'm not sure which is when.
If I relate the flaw or the evil to the friend, I stay within my ego. If I relate it to the Creator or to me, that's a discernment that I can't really make. It's a unique discernment. What's the difference if it's me seeing that I see the evil or the Creator? Because obviously the Creator is causing me to see that. So maybe that's what we need to clarify.
Well, I think it's levels of unity. Maybe there are other things that we don't identify, but I think that this is, like Itai said, it starts from seeing the flaw in the friend and trying to ask the Creator to overcome it, because otherwise then I see that flaw inside myself and I see it in reality, and then we see it in the group and the ten, that this is just the Creator toying with us. And it's another opportunity to unite.
Yeah, maybe it's the order of the scrutiny, that first it's clear that it comes from above and it's coming to show me how much I rule out the Creator, and then one judges through his own flaws. And there was another kind of approach that flew, that left me, but it was kind of written in the question.
It seems to me that these are three states that we do work with in the group, that I, when I see the evil in the friend, that's like a state that I'm great, that I'm worried about him. I think about him like a mother, and in the state where I see the evil in myself, then I'm small, and I see the friends as great. When I see it in the Creator, then we're all equal, and all three approaches have a place in the group.
I think it's perhaps the same thing, and there's no difference. There's a state. The state is evil in my feeling, and its reason is always coming from a higher source, and that higher source is where there's more bestowal and more revelation of the Creator and more love. And all the excuses of whatever I use to explain the situation is lack of love.
Rav, when I need to come to unity with a friend and the Creator that's between us, then this flaw is located where? Where is the flaw in the friend, in me, in the Creator, between us, between everyone, if we must come to unity? I and the friend, and the Creator between us.
So,
what is the role of the flaw?
The role of the flaw is to awaken me to correction. It's a clarion from the Creator. And it starts by seeing the flaw in the friend. Then I relate it to me, the Creator showing me the flaw in the friend. Then I say that one judges through his own flaws. And then I try to cover it with love. And then I determine that it's really the Creator who led me throughout the process so that I'll turn to him.
All right, so let's continue the direction that the flaw would move me out of my stasis. And we'll continue to advance.
The flaw is exactly the point of contact. It's like this dent to which I need to step in and connect. If I wouldn't see flaws at all and everything would be perfect, there would be no connection to it. It would be all static. There'd be nothing, really.
How could it be, though, that the friend, it's like the Creator is between me and the friend, if I need to unite to the friend, and then I reveal the Creator? Like yesterday we emphasized that we kind of noted that it's the same side of the coin. But in the end, it's a revelation of the ego. It's just like that excerpt that we read, the evil inclination.
We are continuing. We'll move to the third excerpt. This is from Rabash. Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Number two. Those people who agree to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is because each of them feels that they have a desire that can unify all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous tenet by our sages that says, as their faces differ, so their views are differ. Thus, those who agreed among themselves to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
How do we drill into the group? Maybe there's a different word. The necessity for the attainment of unity. This is the only condition, and it's necessary. There's no more than no less than only unity that gives us to every addressing of the Creator, to spirituality. This is the entrance. It's like we have electric motor, our electric lock, and if we put in the right code into this padlock, then it opens. How do we drill into the 10 the necessity of that, the fact that this is what's necessary, that only this is our problem?
Annulments, to ask of the Creator to give us the strength to annul ourselves before the ten, so that one view will rule over us.
And then, until then, it's the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator. If we have the greatness of the Creator, that there's nothing else besides Him in reality, that it's only me and Him, and this is the form that He has revealed to me through the friends, then we begin to develop a sensitivity and an attitude towards everything. That here we reveal Him and begin to get a sensitivity to every little noise that comes from the friends.
We have to create pressure, envy, motivation, all means, so that everyone feels that if he, for a moment, is dreaming, then he's freezing the whole tent. His progress is necessary. He can't say, no, they'll move forward, I'll join them later. We can't move if we're not all moving together.
We're truly in a very dramatic state. From this world, this false world, we can't enjoy, and spirituality we can't enjoy either. Because of that problem, that we still see ourselves as individuals and not as one. This state is uncomfortable, and it'll be more and more uncomfortable day by day. We have the ability to go through the Torah and not by suffering. We can amplify our efforts in this direction specifically.
And our focus should be actually on the request and expectation that this necessity will evolve in the friends. That's the only thing we need to advertise. In this world, if we want to have some change of consciousness, we do all kinds of actions and change some orders. We need to do the same, but it's insufficient. Our main action is internal. And internally, we are concerned about the friends having that necessity.
It's a very complex question. If we continue in this direction, we always need to exert and none else besides Him. At every moment, every sound is critical for it to be realized practically. And, you know, maybe just to exploit each point of connection between us, maybe these Zoom meetings that we have, or any moment of awakening from above, that there the focus will remain.
We have to take advantage of every such point to be thankful to the Creator, who reminded us about Himself and about each other. Once we remember Him, it's already the best possible state, and we can feel grateful for that. We just have to continue from that forward.
Rav, in order to continue in unity, we need to discover the difference in it. The differences in it, because none of the parts of Him are equal to each other, and so on. Do we need to actually reveal this, or to the extent that we are attracted to unity, then all of these corruptions or problems are revealed in unity, and they're the ones that are different. So what do we do with it? How do we reveal as quickly as possible obstacles to unity upon which we discover unity itself and come to the opening of the gates?
We have to maintain an effort all the time, an effort to connect between us, to really look at each other and say, how am I going to connect today with the friends like I never before? In whatever forms the Creator sends me that day, whether it's thought, action, text messages, whatever, whatever opportunity I have, from my effort to connect, the Creator will say, all right, you're probably now ready to see the differences because you're locked on the goal sufficiently. And then He shows it, and then we advance.
Yeah, we need to try to attempt love. We need to very clearly to convey the sensation that we're trying to love one another, and we're asking the Creator to help us realize this, to express it. In this way, we'll feel that the friends love us. And then the Creator will give us more means to develop.
Yeah, it's just adding more and more effort. We can't work in searching for disturbances or forcefully revealing them, no. The will to receive appears layer by layer, gradually. And we can only speed it up. And speeding it up is only by awakening envy in each other, and more desire to set an example for each other, to make each other greater, to make the goal great. Everything Rabash writes is our work.
From the intention of bringing one closer to the other, and so by this, by investing in each other, in thought and in action, the Creator reveals these flaws. These flaws are chisronot, deficiencies, obstacles. Why does He reveal it? So we wouldn't forget to bring Him into the picture at every moment, that He's the one that performs corrections. We need to ask for them.
We're continuing. Fourth excerpt from Rabash concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and the hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul himself and to love others, causes everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment and all the others, and love of others.
What does it mean that the society was established on the basis of love of others? What is the basis of love of others? What does that obligate us to do in the structure of the society, in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, in approaching any problem? In general, what is a basis? They pick this kind of word, it's something we have to clarify. Explain. What does it mean that a 10 that I'm now in, suppose I come to a 10 and the 10 explains to me what it means that the basis of the 10 is love of others?
It means that love of others, the way of bestowal, is what we are basing ourselves on. And we don't know it, but Kabbalists attain a certain picture and they give us a certain form of development. And so we rely on this notion of love of others, even though we haven't reached it.
Many people in the world were given the sensation that there's an upper force that creates this reality, and from them, a few were given the sensation that you need to change in order to reveal it. This is the path to...
Rav, the basis means that I begin each action from love of others, or that in each action I intend to reach love of others, and what do I need to do to have that basis? Do I need the whole group, or do I achieve connection with the whole group throughout this action? So what does this mean, that the basis of society is love of others?
It means that everything in the group, everything in my life whatsoever, is measured according to that basis. Where am I with respect to it? Am I close to it now, distant from it? How do I perform actions in order to come closer to it? Everything is measured only according to that point.
Well, perhaps in a bit of a different way, it also needs to be the root of sort of any decision that I make, any approach, any attitude, any decision we make, actually, any step we make towards greater proximity, closeness between us. The root of it is always to come out of self-love.
It's that same point that we need to return to every time, always. Even if we forget about it or come away from it, we need to remember that the society is based on love of the other. And from that love of other, we come to the love of the Creator.
Yeah, the basis is what provides stability. It's the place you always go back to. And it doesn't matter what you do, you can always rely that... Well, why did we even come to work with each other? Why do we sit together and make contact? That's the basis. We want to love something outside of ourselves. We want to identify what is that reality of coming out of self-love. Rav. So he continues and says, meaning that everyone will receive from the group the love of others and the hatred of oneself. How can we receive from the group the love of others? Where is it handed out? Where I can come and get it?
I think that we need to play, to act, this state, to build. Or in the beginning of the game, I annul myself, I hate myself, I try to love the friends, I elevate the friend in my eyes. I want this to happen in reality.
I think it's really the same arvut. The basis is that arvut that everything's built upon. And a person receives that from the environment, and this is what gives him strength to stop thinking about himself.
Right, this is from that understanding. At the end of the day, we have a common goal. Each of us wants to reveal the Creator, bring Him contentment, and for that, we need to change our attitude. We need to bring the friends closer to the Creator, to love the friends. By that we understand that if we don't form this common basis, we'll always fall back into the ego, into building this common basis.
Rav, with what action of myself and the group I receive from the group, love of others. How? By what? I'm sorry. By what do I get an impression from the group and through their impression, love of others. Speak inside, more and more. Look for it. Look for the prayer. Search. When I look at the friend, how will I see that he's in love of others, that he's in love of friends? What's love of others? Love of friends. By what can I see that? Iran.
From this, how I feel is that I can't connect to him, from that which I can't even stand him, but I'll feel that there's something very internal and deep inside.
Rav, what do I need to see in him so that I will feel that there is love of others in him, and it influences me? What action do I need to see him doing, or effort, from which I receive love of others? So, come on. To annul oneself, who said it?
I did.
You see, Tzvika did. If a friend annuls himself and I see it, this is the indication. Yeah, it's not really a measurement, it's the indication that he's in love of others. And that's the indication. If I see it, it influences me. So everyone should show the others how they cancel themselves, they annul themselves, and that leads to everyone seeing it, receiving love of others. All right? Next.
Excerpt number 5. Rabash, concerning the importance of friends. If one is love of friends, the law in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that the fault is in the friend, but rather that the fault is in him. Meaning that because he blemished the love of friends, he sees fault in his friends. Therefore, he should not see his friend's correction. Rather, he needs to see his own correction. It follows that, from above all, he should not care for the correction of his friend's faults that he sees in his friend, but he himself must correct the flaw that he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
How do we influence each other with this feeling that we're in a whole and corrected and beautiful society, and within that society lies the Creator in adhesion with the society, and only I am outside that picture still? How do we provide the society with such a feeling? Go ahead. The society is whole, the Creator is revealed, the friends are in the final correction, there is no problem except one, that I am not integrated with them, not included in this outside of the circle, and therefore I rule them out. All right? How do I take on this observation on the situation? Go ahead.
It's exactly what Tzvika said, that through self-annulment,
the light has to work on me to give me this kind of full picture.
I need to, first of all, decide, what do I want out of my life? If I want to be right all my life and then to die, or do I want to go after this spark that awakened in me? And I'm told that in order to develop it, it's possible, but in order for that, you need to change your perception that only I am right, and truly the friends are already in that unity, and the only reason that I don't see them as such is because I, myself, always feel above them.
This is a very difficult question. If you try to feel it and really see, how do I wake up to see I'm not in that and you are, that the observation perspective of that sort is what awakens in me. How do we awaken each other towards the right kind of awakening?
To receive such a perspective on the situation,
you
have to ask the Creator to see it that way.
I don't understand why I have to ask to see the corruption that I am not corrected together with them. Rob, do I need to see the flaw, the corruption in me, or do I need to see the wholeness, and as a result, I see the corruption? Unclear? How do I relate to the group? It is whole, and therefore I then see, reveal the corruption, or I want to see the corruption. Why not? No. So, what do you all think? Go ahead.
We need to search for the correction. And whatever happens, happens. Every time I come to the correction, it's like it's the final correction. Every time.
The Creator always shows me the corruptions in the friends. It's just nature. I'm the greatest. And Rob, what's the difference between relating positively to the group and then the Creator showing me a corruption, or I see that corruption to begin with? It's also coming from the Creator, as everything, but He shows it to me without relating to them positively at first. What's the difference in terms of discernments? Go ahead, guys. Go faster.
Truth is, in advance, I see them as corrupted. I come to the society. From the beginning, I disqualify, I rule out everybody.
I'm
not sure what to do.
There is a precedent of the greatness of the goal. When I come and invest in the friends and I want to love them and I do all that's needed, and still I discover how much flaws I see in them, how I see them as broken. And that's the place for me to be happy, because I can demand the reward for the exertion that I exert, and I want to see their souls corrected. And if it starts from seeing flaws, it can get complicated because the ego is running the show.
If I see the spoilage from the beginning, I don't know, it seems like we need to see, first of all, the positive. It's like the state of purity when a person sees everything and then the creator reveals the evil or the bad to him. From that he can ask, because he sees one with respect to the other. If the only thing he sees is corruption, then he just can justify himself right off the bat.
To see a complete picture, you have to look at it at least from two perspectives. That's how we advance, with two legs. And, you know, I'm reminded of what we tell children. When they ride a bicycle, if it's difficult, then they're actually going uphill, so they're ascending, even though it's difficult. So this whole confrontation with my nature, which is not that great, opposite the nature of love, bestowal, the Creator.
I'm continuing with the sixth excerpt, Rabash, Volume 1, concerning above reason. By adhesion with the friends, they can obtain new qualities by which they will be qualified to achieve dvekut with the Creator. And all this can be said while one sees the merits of his friends. At that time, one can say that he should learn from their actions, but when he sees that he is better qualified than they are, there's nothing he can receive from his friends. This is why they said that when the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowness of his friends, he must go above reason. But certainly it would be better and more successful if he could see within reason that the friends are at a higher degree than his own. With that, we can understand the prayer that Rabbi Elimelech had written for us. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults.
Rav, why seeing the friend's merit within reason is greater than seeing it above reason? Right? We always appreciate above reason, that even though I see that he's nothing, I make him greater, I respect him, I really nurture his image in my eyes. That's above my reason. And here, within reason, so I see that he's great. Okay, so I see it. So what? He's great. Why is that better? That's the first question. The second question is, why, if I, why to the extent that I see the friends as great, or even just one friend as greater, to the extent that I see him greater than me, I unlock the gate to the spiritual world, to discovering the Creator. That's a simple thing. Just to keep it as a question anyway. The height of the Creator's importance, that determines how much I unlock the gate to spirituality, to the Creator.
This is under the condition that this must come at with a natural resistance, me seeing the friend is greater than myself. In order for it to take hold, I need to be in connection with the Creator. I need to see that the Creator being, the friend being greater than me, I mean, then I'm in an address to the Creator for him to be like this.
Yeah, and then it's easier, basically, to come to a request from the Creator. say I really love Gershon and I appreciate him. So, as a result of having some difficulty in connection, then it's tougher to win against the ego, because it's already one to know for it.
Just as I feel that the friend is greater than me, it's like I'm chasing the creator, chasing the friend. I don't want him to escape from me. I want him. I'm always in a state of trepidation or suspense. I don't know what to call it.
Why seeing within reason is greater than seeing it above reason? If I see the friend as great within reason, perhaps it is my work, my responsibility. What happens afterwards, the Creator giving me all kinds of obstacles, and then I have to see it above reason. To some extent, it's not that I begin with that. And that's why our awakening from below has to be seeing the friend's great within reason.
By seeing the friend is greater than myself, it means that my egoistic perception is below, and I'm within that great friend. That's how I enter spirituality. His opinion is what determines.
Questions? None? So, we'll move on to the next part. Alright, Svika deserves it today. What? Who?
We finished the lesson when you said, how can you see the friend as great? But really, you can't really see him as great. So how can you ask such a question?
He says that it's good to see the friend great within reason. When I look at him and I see that he's great, this is unclear. Why? From seeing the friend great within reason, then I can also see the Creator great within my reason, or not? Or the Creator, I have to see him above reason. What's the difference?
There's no difference.
No difference. All right. You're saying that. Keeping it that way. Yes, Gil?
We have a question. Practical question. I come to the lesson, I'm sitting with four people within my reason. I see four people sitting with me. The rest don't come to the lesson. Where do I work? Above reason? Within reason?
It doesn't matter. Let's say there's just one in front of you.
Okay, so I can be alone at the lesson, the whole 10 doesn't come?
No. Even if there's just one in front of you, then the minimum of the majority is 2.
And to the continuation of the existence of the 10.
That you have to work on. I see that at least five friends are there.
Yeah, that's great. We have some friends on duty also.
Yeah, whereas view is usually there too. No, but I'm
talking about a usual.
You see, Arnold came today. In the last few days, he started coming on time. He's responsible. That's not so simple. We'll pray for you all. What can we do? Even though perhaps you're lost, I don't know.
No, it's the situation I see with tents abroad as well. It's the same situation where you have 2 or 3 active people and the rest aren't. So the friends ask, what is my tent?
Look, it's what Warbash says. I don't know the pharmacy that sells deficiency. What can he do? There is a deficiency that, you know, is kind of when I turned on something during the day towards the evening, but at 2:30 a.m. it doesn't work. It doesn't turn on. Besides that, you're saying they're in some duties. What duties? What duties do you have right now?
This one's responsible for the air conditioning.
What air conditioning? They're just doing nothing. Well, alright, they're in duty here.
Yeah, it's fine. Noam's on guard duty.
Yeah, I see them walking around with a big, you know, fat stomach, being important. What is that? Give me the list of jobs where you actually need people, and I'll make sure that it's done by women.
I'm not talking about just here, but also in speaking for many friends abroad, around the world. You know, you see like three friends you're in the virtual group, and the question came up, with respect to what we just talked, is it just annulment or what?
I don't know what to say. New York.
Can you hear us? Yes. How do we, from reading all these articles, how do we avoid coming to the state where we need to feel self-guilt? Kind of like the guilt that a person feels in religion, let's say, in Christianity.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I have nothing to compare to. I don't know any religions. Not Judaism, not Christianity, not Islam, not 1,001 other religions. I don't engage in comparative research between these engagements. Don't ask about that. I can only tell you about what I learned from Rabash, and that's what I'm conveying to you. The end, period. Netanya. Hey, Rav. Good morning, and all the friends. I wanted to ask, I said at the lesson that by that which I see the friends annulling, by that I acquire love of friends. But
Rav, specifically through his nullification, you see his love of friends, that he annuls before them like a mother towards a baby, so you see how much she loves him when she completely annuls herself. She annuls herself, and you see it's a sign of love. And from that you are inspired. You're inspired. It works in you in such a way that you also begin to acquire that measure, that quality of love of friends from him. Before that, when we don't have that, where will I get it from? I look at all of them and no one annuls before the others. That's why we are committed to act out the self-annulment towards the friends. And then from acting it out, that self-annulment towards the friends, they are receiving an impression and it becomes love of the group, love of the friends in them for real, even though I was acting.
The question is, why do we need to wait for it? It's enough that a friend is a friend in the group. He doesn't need to do anything. I must simply love him. And to ascribe all the great best things to him and love of friends.
So not everyone is as complete righteous as you are. I come to the group. I don't have any love of friends in advance. Love of friends, I don't have that. Why are you so like an angel? You're pretty hearted, even more. How do you have that attitude towards everyone? Where do you get it from?
We're in a holy society, not what's outside.
Ah, it's a holy society.
It's the base, you said. It's the base to the...
Fine, I don't feel that. I came to the group and I don't have that. I don't have it. The holy group is organization that buries the person's body, meaning it's a group that helps me bury my body, meaning my ego, my will to receive. That's what you really call a holy group. I have to absorb an impression from them. I don't come there being already like some spirit. Yeah.
So first of all, the friends from Italy, we have 10 number 1 from Italy. They're very active. They're asking a lot of questions. They're asking, what's the difference between seeing the greatness of the Creator through the flaws I see in the friends and seeing the greatness of the Creator through the greatness I see in the friends? Through the flaws, I don't see the Creator. Through the flaws, I see His work on us. And then I have to invert those flaws into gates. This is what we started studying now, right? The ascent of the prayer. Then we will have the answer for the prayer. So we're going to study these two articles even more. Well, we're advancing quite a bit into knowing the action more and more. What else?
If I see the friend is in a descent, how can I see his greatness?
We must not see the friend in a descent. You see a flaw. How do you see a flaw in the friend? According to question number 2 that we read today in the beginning of the lesson, that if I see a flaw in the friend, it's my flaw, it's not in him. Anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own fault.
How is it possible to see the greatness of the friend above reason?
This is a simple question. The second question is how within reason I can see the greatness of the friend. Above reason, well, I see him this way, that way, with all kinds of faults, with all kinds of things, but I work on myself and I say that all of these things that I see in the friend that are negative in me. And I have to depict the situation where in him these things are actually the opposite. Not that just that they don't exist, that there are no negative things, zero. Rather, it's the opposite. They are actually positive. Are you listening or not? They are positive in the friend. But in my ego, I see them as negative. If there's zero in the friend, then I too will see zero. But if in the friend, let's say that it was truly would have been negative, I would have enjoyed it. Ah, right? Let's say in Gershon, I constantly see negative things and I enjoy it. True or not? In Gershon. Yes or not? I'm asking you, do I enjoy seeing your flaws?
Depends what your goal is in life.
All right. I wanted to trick you, but didn't work out. So, I, through my ego, I always see the opposite, right? Therefore, if I see something negative in the friend, I have to reach a state where I will see it as positive, not just that there are no flaws. Is this clear? What isn't? Interesting.
So what is the positive things I see? So they're lies? I see positive things in Gershon that are very purposeful, that he cares about society, so that's a lie? My ego's lying?
Wouldn't you see it? It means that you love him. To the extent that you love him, you see positive things in him. But if you see negative things,
You're seeing it through your faults. It's either through your love or you see him through your faults. That's how you see him. You can't say anything about him. All right?
No.
Yes, well. How can I see the difference between the flaws in the friend or his character? That's a question. However, the attitude to the group, and that too, there is an issue that one is more friendly, he likes the society, he embraces with everyone. You know, who do we have here that's like that? Tshuva? Who? Chup. Where is Chup? Eagle. I didn't come today. Oh, Asaf Avidar, sorry. Remind me tomorrow that I will talk about him tomorrow. Okay, he didn't come. So I enjoy the fact that he didn't come. So that tomorrow I can talk to him about it. I can tell him about it. Oh, he's in the kitchen. Oh, it's a shame. Right, so he's a friendly guy, he likes to hug everyone, and who is the opposite of that? Mushy. Okay, mushy. So that has nothing to do with, how shall I put it, you cannot measure, you can't weigh him and him, because these are the initial conditions that exist in a person, and it has nothing to do with spirituality. It's just how it is. It's clothed in him in this way. It's not that they need to come to be exactly the same, an equal expression. What did you ask, Shai?
I asked.
Yes?
I asked how can I see, make, tell the difference between a friend's character and the flaws in him.
Well, it's difficult to answer that, because I need to answer not you, but everyone in general. And people see people in all kinds of different forms. However, the attitude towards the society, the attitude towards the group, the attitude to the study, to keeping the time, to all of those things, in that you see how much a person is... And it's not about character. Maybe he's the most precise in his life, really organized. It doesn't matter. When he comes to us, we see that his character is playing less and less of a role. Rather, the attitude to the group, to the study, they erase all of these beastly form. And you start taking only the spiritual impression. It's as though he's being rubbed, and the peel, the shell, is starting to wear off, and you can start seeing the inside through the simple egoistic cover he had. Well, guys, not Rami.
How from a state of self-annulment can a deficiency for anything remain?
Again?
How from a state where a person annuls himself, he can have a deficiency?
What is he annulling himself for? That same deficiency remains. He wants to achieve something, and annulment is the means.
If annulment is a means for attaining a goal, so it's not really annulment.
How come? Rather, why should I annul myself? Annulment is not the purpose of creation. To annul myself, only that? I need to bring contentment to the Creator by becoming similar to Him. If I annul myself, then who am I? Who is going to give Him contentment? What will I be? I need to reach His height and soft. That I'm from one end of the world to the other, and from the world of Ensof until the end of Asiya, in this entire letter, I'm there. So, if I annul myself to zero,
if I'm a result from the Creator, and what I see in my thoughts is a Creator sending, and now I'm annulling all of it, so what I put instead of it,
you annul your pride in order to start developing your love, which is the key for the attainment of the spiritual reality, the Creator, the group is a key. You only annul your ego, only there in order to receive. I wanted to let someone else ask, not you. No.
No. Are
you asking for yourself?
They're asking
Italy, right?
Yeah, Italy, the 10 from Italy. What's the difference between criticism or advice, and how do you do it in the group?
Look, and I'm especially saying this to the friends from Italy, try not to criticize, whatever it is. Look, we have there 12 friends today? 11. Not to criticize. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care how much it's going to cost me in terms of my nerves, relationships. I don't care what it is. I am not criticizing anyone. I try to take decisions only out of love. I erase all the negative attitude that exists between everyone and everyone. I don't care. I want to show everyone that I'm only in love. Like that, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Absolute pure love, like you see sometimes from parents to children. Just like a baby. How else can it be? Well, what does a baby do? Usually he doesn't do anything bad. It's just nature. We just have a beast before us. This is why we love them very much. Since that he doesn't have anything evil out of himself, the evil inclination has not yet showed itself. Man's inclination. Rather, it's just beastly. This is how I need to see the friends. That it's truly beautiful that the Creator is allowing me to see the friends, and I cannot agree with any of them, and I cannot see any of them, and I have all kinds of disagreements with them, and everything. What is revealed is the Kli before me. It's a Kli inverted through love into the opposite, and you have a ready-made spiritual Kli. It's ready. It's full of all kinds of different forms of incorrect connections, turned to correct ones, all kinds of incorrect values like these and those, turn them, invert them to the right ones. And what do you get as a result of it? The revelation of the Creator. This is how the Creator is revealed. The gap between the friends, bad relationships between them, and all kinds of such things, when they are inverted through love from the negative to the positive, the form remains, however we invert it, then you have the form of the Creator. So, what do I care about? What do I feel? And who's right and who's not right? Just do it and succeed in that and pass that success on to us so that we will all be envy of you.
New York. How can I see a friend that's great if he displays disregard for the group through his attitude and the factory and the organization? How can we bridge this gap between the group and the factory?
No, I'm not going to talk about that. We are only talking about the attitude to the friends. For the time being, only about the attitude to the friends. I'm not talking about his attitude to dissemination. or to all kinds of even duties. Let's put that aside. For the time being, let's talk as we do. All right, we're moving on. Where are the questions from? From Italy? Okay, bring them on. What can we do?
Beyond 10 number 1, which is on duty, and the guys, these guys are asking from them, there's a lot of other friends from Italy. Attilio is asking,
Attilio,
what is the correction that should be done if I see a flaw in a friend or the group, to only go above reason, or is the flaw always in me?
No. One doesn't erase the other. The flaw is mine, therefore I see a flaw in him. And I have to invert the flaw that I see until I see in him, instead of the flaw, the positive outcome.
And he asks, what is the exertion that, what is the work we need to do in order to see the friend corrected above reason?
A person has to persuade himself, either through the group or through the study or through all kinds of means, that whatever he sees, he is actually seeing himself. As we learn about it in the perception of reality, that whatever we see outside of us, we are seeing our inner qualities. I see before me a 10, right? I see 9, and I'm the 10th. I, the 10th, am Malchut, which was added to the 9 Sefirot before it. And she sees all of them as flawed, as corrupt. The 9 Sefirot cannot be corrupt. It's impossible, because it's light. Rather, I am flawed, and therefore I see them this way. I am flawed, therefore I see in them desires even. I need to see in them light, not desire. So much so. So to work on oneself.
Giuseppe is asking, where can I get the forces to see every flaw as an opportunity for spiritual work?
That's the Arvut. This is the Arvut. The society has to have this feeling, and now we have to strengthen one another, and especially the group that will host us, the host the Congress, that this is the direction, that all of us are holding all of us in our vote. Do not forget about all of these rules. For the time being, they seem like a lot of them, and it's confusing, all of these rules. Every sentence that we read throws us to some other direction, but bit by bit, it will all connect together. When? It's like you see, for example, a panel, not in a car, but in an airplane, right? You saw this panel in the airplane, you have many, many of these, all kinds of tumblers and all kinds of things. You can go crazy, but a pilot who learns all of these things and is familiar with the system, and for him it also is connected to the entire mechanism of the airplane, he knows, he feels, for him it's all connected together. So we are also, for the time being, kind of losing ourselves between all of these elements. But bit by bit, it will all enter into a feeling of a single system. It's like you throw a person into some place until he connects to the place, and then everything becomes simple. That's how it's going to be. I think that within a month or 2 months, in short, until Rosh Hashanah for sure, with God's help, we will begin to be in control of the 10, of all of the different strings. Later on we'll also learn more about what depends on what, which qualities awaken which other qualities. We'll come closer to the state of the system. In a system, when you grab one string, you're actually moving all of them. So we will also learn that. But hopefully we'll finish that by Rosh Hashanah.
Another question from Stefano. And if I see everything is perfect and corrected, so where can I get deficiencies from?
If I see everyone as complete, and everyone is truly in a state of peace, a nice attitude, at rest, it's a sign that I'm not investing forces. Subconsciously, I'm preventing myself from seeing faults. Why should I? You see? It's better this way. It's more comfortable this way. It's the defensive force of the ego that's working.
He's asking also the opposite. So if I see a problem in the group, can I not express it because it will be criticism?
No, he has to work on himself. If it is spiritual work, he has to work on himself. If it is ordinary work, let's say in relation to dissemination or in relation to something external, not the connection between us as a ten, then we need to talk about it. And we have to truly discuss it and disagree and criticize, and then possibly we might be yelling at one another, let's say in relation to how to build a congress. They can argue as much as they want. Alright? Okay. Moving on.